Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You're listening on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you. Happy Friday to you and yours. Rob Britton here producing this thing, taking you up until 6 o'clock in exactly 15 minutes. We will be joined by Mike Golic Sr., formerly of ESPN. He's doing some fantastic work with USA Football. We'll talk to him about that coming up in 15 minutes. In the 3 o'clock hour, Josh Vernier will join us. We'll talk some Royals baseball with our Royals insider. But before we get to all of that, I want to talk about something that we have all dealt with at one time in our life. I don't know what they did at your elementary school or junior high, but if you got perfect attendance, you would get a certificate for it. And it would become a competition amongst the kids. If you see one kid get that shiny piece of paper, you wanted this shiny piece of paper. I'm surfing the interwebs, you know, getting ready for the show today, and I see a news story from Channel 9 that says, perfect attendance kid. I'm thinking to myself, well, what makes this kid special? Sure, his accomplishment should be celebrated, but is this really front page news? Should this be on the website? Well, I learn what makes this kid so special.
If Excelsior Springs graduating senior Jake Smith is anything, he's punctual. You can bet he was on time at this week's graduation. The school district giving Jake a very unique award, a perfect attendance award, but not for just his senior year, but every year. He went to school since kindergarten. Smith never missed a day of school, ever. He says he was first told about his perfect attendance in second grade, and it became a goal to attend every class every day. The district says it's an accomplishment that's pretty rare. It's approximately 2,600 days of school without missing a single day. They say it took a little luck and a lot of commitment.
It certainly took a lot of commitment. Congratulations to this kid. In second grade, he set out to accomplish something. He had a goal. He achieved said goal. That's a story that we should encourage. We should encourage kids to go out there and be exactly who they want to be. Rob, I remember when I was a kid and I heard sports talk radio for the first time, and I told myself at that moment, you know what? That's what I want to do. I understand him with this kid. I see his point. I had a goal. I accomplished my goal. He should be celebrated. I also want to be the adult to tell him the truth. The adults in your life lied to you. No one takes pride in going to work every single day. We were all hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. Perfect attendance is not a thing. It is not a thing that they celebrate in the real world. Some of you work for a place that they don't even roll over your vacation time. It's just use it or lose it. The adults in our life lied to us about the importance of going to work and or school every single day. This kid got cheated out of very valuable life lessons. Now, Rob, I don't know about your upbringing, but I want to ask you this. We make fun and joke about school day at the K, but wasn't it cool to be able to cut class or get that half note so you could go to a Royals day game during the school year. Maybe you left school early to go to opening day. Some of your favorite memories were maybe your dad picking you up from school so you could go to opening day. Maybe the Royals had a game on May 5th and you got the opportunity to cut class to go watch the Royals take on the Twins. You're supposed to be in school learning about English or science, but you know what? You're making memories with your dad, your uncle, your grandpa, whoever took you to the game. Was that not more meaningful than being there for trigonometry? The adults in this kid's life lied to him. Perfect attendance is not a thing. It is not a real thing. Rob, when I think back to our childhood, the adults lied to us about a lot of things. Think about the amount of time that we spent learning cursive. When was the last time that you wrote anything in cursive that was not your name and or signature? I mean, we all write every single day. Are you writing in cursive when you're doing that? No, you're probably using manuscript. And you probably write your name in cursive. But you know what? I don't ever really spend a lot of time writing cursive Z's. The amount of time and stress that we spent learning to write cursive Z's was certainly not worth it.
Bunt. B-U-N-T. In perfect cursive. Any more brain busters?
Rizzuto. Rizzuto?
Those are Z's.
They look like R's to me.
That's not fair. Rizzuto is not a word. He's a baseball player. You're cheating.
Would you like to try the word buzz?
I hate cursive and I hate all of you. I'm never coming back to school. Never!
The adults in this kid's life lied to him about the importance. Rob, he never missed a second of any day of school. Did they let him out for the Royals parade? They had to have canceled it. He was in school while the Royals parade was going on. Ask him what he learned that day if they had school. Did he learn anything? I'm assuming not. Perfect attendance is not a thing. Your boss is not, hey, you know what, Rob? You showed up every day. Why don't we start talking about that raise? You're dependable. No one values that. All that, we spent an entire year of our education learning cursive for it never to come up again once we left the second grade. I never had to write pizza in cursive ever again. Another thing the adults lied to us about, Rob, you remember back in the day when we were learning math and they told us that we had to learn this because there wouldn't always be a calculator available. Remember how important long division was? And you had to learn the basic principles of long division because you were told, oh, no, you wouldn't have a calculator handy. That's why you had to learn all this stuff. Lie. Some of you can't spell worth blank. Anytime you type or write things down, you see all kind of red squiggly lines underneath. You know what you do? You right click. You look at the correct one at the top. You click that and you continue typing. Some of you never learned how to spell. In fact, you're bad at being able to spell. You still made it though, didn't you? You're still running your company. You're married. You got kids. You're happy. You pay your mortgage every month. You overcame the lies that we were told as children. So I know I can't go back in time to this young man and I can't reason with him. But this young man eventually is going to go to college. You want to be the college student that goes to every class and never misses one? Then you didn't really appreciate college. You didn't really have fun. It's one thing to do that when you're a 10th grader at Smithville High School. It's another thing to be a sophomore at Kansas. No, you know what we're doing? It's 1 o'clock. We're going out. I don't need this world history class. I'll be all right. You know what? I'll just look it up later on Wikipedia. The history hasn't changed. There's no new Civil War information. It's still there. It'll be there after you leave Jefferson's. It will still be there after you play Ultimate Frisbee with your pals. It'll still be there. I promise you. That's why this show is here. That's why this show is so important. to cut through misinformation. That's why this show exists. That's why you come to this show, for the truth. I'm like Bennett Omalu in Concussion. Tell the truth. That's me.
Listen, congrats to the kid. Shout out to him for perfect attendance through second grade or whatever. But I have a question about his perfect attendance. You'll recall in 2020, we had a pandemic. Everyone went to Zoom school. Everyone had to log in and just be on Zoom, and that counted as perfect attendance. Are you telling me this kid logged into Zoom every day?
On time.
In the midst of the pandemic, kept his camera on and learned at a high level to prove he was there? I have doubts. Because nowadays, you can log into the Zoom classroom or Blackboard or whatever system they use, I don't know, and just be there and have your Zoom camera off, put yourself on mute, and meander around the house. Watch some TV, play some video games, whatever you need to do. I just think the COVID year full attendance thing has some question marks.
You calling shenanigans.
I'm calling shenanigans.
Oh, wow. You're calling shenanigans.
We're going to allow a perfect attendance from second grade when he had 6 months of Zoom school and just logging in counts as attendance? I have doubts. Now, congrats to him. After they returned to the school, he returned to his perfect ways. But we think that during Zoom school, he was just logged in, turned on, locked in? No, I have doubts.
I just want the kid to experience life. That's what I want for this child. To experience life's fullness and everything life has to offer. And you know what? There's no way you can experience life if you go to work every single day. It is impossible. So you know what? Go and clock out early today. Go up to your boss right now and say, Carrington said, it's Friday. I've done more than enough work now. I'm going to go take myself to happy hour.
But make sure the Odyssey app is on there.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah. I mean,
listen to the show in the car while you're driving from work.
There you go.
But now it should be happy hour time around 3 o'clock. Just take off. Those meetings that you got, they're not that important. You want to know how I know they're not important? They're Friday after 12 o'clock. If they were important, they would have been Tuesday at 9. That's the important meeting you can't miss. No one has an important 3:30 meeting on Friday. Never happens. You can miss it. I promise you.
He must have been so lonely on senior skip day, just sitting in class by himself.
He was the only one there. He was the only one at school.
Teacher walks in the classroom thinking he has an empty class. Whoa, what are you doing here? Are you lost?
He's the only one playing solitaire. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll catch up with Mike Golic, formerly of ESPN. He's doing some great work with USA Football. We'll talk to him about the Chiefs offseason and also get his thoughts on the AFC West. That's all coming up next. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Catch Hall of Famer Denny Matthews every Monday at 3.
Hi, Carrington. Doing fine. Thank you. Look forward to next week.
On your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Very happy to be joined by our next guest. You might know him formerly of Mike and Mike, but right now he is doing some fantastic work with USA Today Football. He played in the NFL from 1985 to 1993. We're happy to welcome Mike Golic onto the show today. Mike, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Tell people the work that you're currently doing with USA Football.
Yeah, well, listen, USA Football is just doing such a fantastic job with youth football. And as we know, you know, every time people go and watch their Kansas City Chiefs, all those players came from youth football. So what they're doing now has been great. And they're going around the country and doing these things they're called blitzes. And they're going to do one this Saturday in Kansas City at the Pryor YMCA Challenger Sports Complex, where basically youth football players and coaches and families can go out there for a full day of fun, you know, and games and clinics and things like that, that they're going to have all day. The Kansas City Chiefs cheerleaders are going to be out there. The mascot's going to be out there. But it's just a great way to get associated with USA football and what they're doing. You know, when I played Little League, it was flag football or tackle. USA football is now really kind of up in the game and giving parents more options. There's flag football. There's tackle bar football. There's kind of more padded flag football with a little bit of contact and then tackle football. So you can kind of put your son or your daughter in at the level you think they should start at, and they can grow there. The big thing about USA football is coaches have to be certified. And we need to get out of that tough coach role that, you know, of trying to say, let's see if my 8-year-old is tough and run these Oklahoma drills or other ridiculous drills that we used to do when I was a kid, and teach them football, fundamentals of football, less contact during the week, learn about the game, and then they'll play better. Getting youth exposed to youth football again, getting the coaches certified to coach the way it needs to be coached today. And like I said, Saturday, you know, the blitz right there in Kansas City, hopefully get a big turnout there. Everybody can go to usafootball.com to find out more information on the blitz and about the leagues that could be in your area.
Right now we're talking to Mike Golic, who is doing some fantastic work with USA Football. Mike, you mentioned the Kansas City Chiefs. They certainly have had a very unique offseason. They made one of the biggest trades we saw this offseason in the National Football League, trading away Tyreek Hill. What was your take? What was your reaction to seeing Kansas City move on from one of the most dynamic skill position players in the league?
So, I mean, this is what you have to do with a team and with a cap. You have to understand, obviously, he's a great player. You have other players you have to pay as well, and that you have paid even after Pat did his deal, because his deal wasn't kicking in for a couple of years. Now it is. So you had, and as Kansas City said, we had an amount we were willing to pay. And then if we got over that, you know, it's going to start to tilt things in a way that they wanted to get tilted. Now, I'm sure there are some fans who would say, just pay the guy. You can't lose him. But, you know, they made a business decision. That's what football is. You know, in this day and age with the cap, it's a business decision. And we have seen the wide receivers and cornerbacks have really hit it this offseason. Their value has really, really gone up. And we've seen it with signing after signing of the wide receivers and the cornerbacks. So there will be teams willing to pay. As we've seen, they're starting to pay. And there are going to be other teams like the Chiefs that say, okay, we have to have our fiscal line here so we can continue to build our team in all areas, not just one area.
Mike, as someone who played on the D-line as a player, what do you make of the change we're seeing in the league where, if we're talking about where the money is flowing, if we're talking about where the emphasis is being placed, wide receiver is turned into the second most important position on the field. As someone who played this game at a really high level, what do you make of the change we're currently seeing in the league?
Well, it's going with the change that we're seeing in the league of high-scoring throwing of the football. What position is on the other side of that? Running back position, right? I mean, they're not getting paid anything. And if you're a parent who has a young kid who's like a specialty position, like a wide receiver, running back type of an athlete, hell, I'd make them a wide receiver. I'd make them a slot receiver before a running back. You know, I mean, to where the game is going, 7-on-7s all over the country with youth football and with high school football. That's a position now. That's the game. The rules favor the offense. And we've always said, especially in the AFC, you got to score 30-some points to win, you know, unless your defense is absolutely great where you can really stymie the other offense. That's where you got to be. So it's quarterbacks whipping the ball, whether it's 2 yards slant and let the receiver, like Tyreek Hill would do, go the other rest of the way for the touchdown, or go, a go route and burn them over the top. Wide receiver is that position now where, you know, you almost can't have enough of them on the field.
Right now we're talking to Mike Golic of USA Football. I was reading Football Morning in America earlier this year from Peter King, and he said that he thought the AFC West was the most competitive division that he had ever seen on paper. We certainly saw an arms race this year between the Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers, and the Raiders to really stockpile talent and really make this division competitive. What do you make of the arms race that happened this year between those four teams in the AFC West?
Well, I mean, I agree, but Peter said the key word, on paper, because last year we said going into the season, oh, my God, the NFC West. Wow. I mean, with the Rams, you know, with the Cardinals, with the Seahawks, and the I'm blanking on the fourth team now. How bad is that? Seattle, Arizona, the Rams, and
the Niners.
The Niners. Thank you very much. That going into last year on paper was the best division in football, and it didn't turn out that way. You know, it ended up, you know, not being that. So now we can say the same thing about the AFC West. It absolutely, on paper, looks like the best division in all of football, especially how we just talked about how teams are building on the offensive side of the ball with, obviously, with Davante Adams going to the Raiders and Derek Carr throwing the ball all over the place and Russell Wilson going to Denver. So I love that division, Herbert, and I think the Chargers are on a thumbs-up and arrows-up situation as well. So I agree, but it is on paper. We got to let it see. You got a long season of play that doesn't get to where it should be, injuries you have to account for. But as I'll continue to say, and as Peter said, on paper, without question, it looks to be the most competitive division in the game.
Mike, speaking of on paper, I've had my questions about Kansas City's defense. I look at their defensive line. I think it's a little bit underwhelming. I look at their cornerback grouping. I think they've got a lot of talent, but a lot of youth. You played on the defensive side of the ball. What's your perception about Kansas City's defense?
Yeah, you know, and they got to work together, right? You know, you help your DBs by a quicker pass rush, and you help your D line by some great cornerback coverage. You know, you picked up, you guys got what, Trent McDuffie in the first round, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Him and you tried to take care of both spots. You get him at, I think, 21 and a 30, Carl Loftus from Purdue. So you try and take care of coverage and of edge rushers. We'll see. You know, we have to wait and see. They're young. We have no idea how they're going to come into the league and how they're going to do. But again, luckily you have an offense that can score. You know, if the other teams, you know, if you're going back and forth scoring, you always say if you're going to beat the Chiefs, you got to keep up with their scoring. And now, you know, maybe teams, because as we just talked about, it's a high-flying AFC West, that defense could seriously get tested for Kansas City. So what the youth has to do, they have to grow up quicker than maybe you'd want them to, but they're going to have to do that.
Last thing here, Mike, and I appreciate your time. We've had a lot of conversation so far this offseason about George Karloftis, and I look at pass rush from a year one perspective, not long term, but from a year one perspective. I think it's really difficult to expect it from the 30th overall pick. It's one thing if you're expecting it from Aiden Hutchinson or Kayvon Thibodeau, guys who were selected high in the draft. Typically, you're not getting year one production from a pass rusher. When you look at the position, how true is that in your opinion? And have you got a chance to evaluate Karloftis to see how he translates to the next level?
Yeah, oh yeah, I've studied him a bunch, and I unfortunately, you know, again, it's just my opinion, but I'm not completely sold on him as to be that dominant first-round pass rusher. I get what you're saying. There's a difference of going first or second or 30th of expectation, but still, you're a first-rounder, so the expectation is that there is absolutely some big-time contribution at some point. And you're right, to expect it right away is tough. The biggest thing that guys have to worry about who are great pass rushers in college is a lot of times they didn't have to use a counter move because they were so good at getting that initial pass rush. And they're going to have to use that. So one of the big things you got to work on when you get to the next level is you got to have a counter move because your first move is going to get stuffed more often than not. So you got to be ready with something else. And that's what, you know, George and all the other young guys are going to have to work on. But I was not as sold as others as him as a first-round pick. We'll see. And when I say that, I people need to understand, that's just me as a football player doing analysis. I hope he's fantastic. I hope I can come on next year and say, man, I was wrong about that guy. I want players to do well. But my job is to analyze, and I'm not really sure that I would have put him in that first-round category.
That is Mike Golic joining us on the show today, formerly of ESPN. You can catch him doing fantastic work with USA Football. Mike, it's an honor and a privilege to get a chance to talk football with you. Appreciate you hopping on with us today.
No problem. Enjoyed it.
Absolutely. That's Mike Golic joining us on the show today. Mike Golic, probably one of the more successful people to ever do this job. He had a long run over there with Mike and Mike on ESPN. Happy to have him join us on the show today. I thought it was pretty interesting what he said there at the end about Karlaftis. I think that's always going to happen if you're a late first-round defensive line pick. Like, if you're one of those picks, you don't necessarily jump off the screen in the ways that Kayvon Thibodeau does or a guy of that magnitude. Now, I say that, and Trayvon Walker didn't really jump off the screen a whole lot to me when I watched George, and he was the number one overall pick. But I think with Karlaftis, it's going to be a little bit more of a process than I think people are acknowledging, at least in year one. Think about it. Rob, when was the last time the Chiefs had a great rookie pass rusher? Remember Justin Houston? It took Justin Houston like 10 games to be able to figure it out. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, but go back to Justin Houston's first 6-7 games. He didn't have a sack. He played really well in a game against the Chicago Bears, and then his season turned itself around. Tamba Hali got off to a little bit of a slow start. Typically, pass rush is something that just it needs more developmental time than some of the other positions. If you're a running back, you can come in from day one and contribute. If you're a wide receiver, you can come in and contribute from day one. Pass rush is typically one of those positions that it just takes you a little bit to get going, at least early on in your career. And right now, the Chiefs, they certainly have put a lot on the plate of George Karlaftis, and we'll see how he answers. Coming up, everybody is focused on the Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher beef. That's not the biggest beef right now in sports. I'll tell you what it is next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs and your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Commission, Uncle Paulie, P. Diddy.
Everybody is fixated on the beef right now between Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher. Not that interested in it. I'm interested in a different kind of beef. Everybody thinks that their era was the best. You think your generation's the best. You grew up watching the best movies, listening to the best music, whatever it is. Right now, we are having a war in the NBA. We're having a war in sports between the old school and the new school. And it came to a head this week. Now, I don't normally condone this white-on-white crime that's happening, but we got to talk about it. So, Bob Cousy was minding his business. He was probably sitting on his porch. He was having some Archway cookies, maybe a nice glass of milk, catching up on Murder, She Wrote and Matlock. Bob Cousy wasn't bothering anybody. But somehow he had to catch a stray from J.J. Redick on First Take. If you missed it, here's what J.J. said.
But you can't compare pre-1980 with the modern NBA.
Can.
No, you cannot.
Cousy,
no, you cannot.
Well, how about Weston Oscar? Can you compare Cousy with Weston Oscar?
The great players could play in any era. There's okay. No doubt about
Cousy
that.
Cousy was first team All-NBA when Weston Oscar were playing. And he was first team All-NBA. That's against Weston Oscar.
Well,
first team All-NBA.
You know,
has Paul ever been first team All-NBA?
Did Bob Cousy ever shoot over 40% from the field?
Well,
in his
we
career?
Understand that.
Did
you're
he
right.
overshoot? Oh, did
no,
he ever shoot over
not.
40%?
Probably 39, 40%. Different kind
not
of game.
Not once.
Aye, it's
not
fair.
Once.
That's fair. He also had 29 assists in an NBA game.
Oh, well, you know, he was being guarded by plumbers and firemen.
Oh, come on.
That is true.
Now, I believe J.J. Redick was being a little tongue-in-cheek. But come on now. This man, Bob Cousy, played in 1951. He played in the NBA pre-1950. Come on now. I'm not saying they were all plumbers and firemen, but a bunch of them in their free time certainly were plumbers and firemen back in the day.
I love Stephen A. That is true.
Bob Cousy shot 37% back in the day. Now, if you enjoy basketball, if you love the NBA, you certainly got respect for Bob Cousy, but we can acknowledge that Bob Cousy was playing a very different game than the one that they're playing right now. These numbers for Bob Cousy, let's not even factor in the talent. Bob Cousy, for his career, averaged 18 points, 7 assists, and 5 rebounds. That's good enough to be the 21st best point guard in the NBA right now. In fact, you couldn't even get on the floor if you shot 37% in today's NBA. You couldn't see the floor if you did that. But you know what? I'm not here to put down Bob Cousy. He was the man in his time. Bob Cousy, a 13-time All-Star. 8 times he was the assist champ. Seems easy to do when you can just throw it to Bill Russell, but that's neither here nor there. 6 times he was an NBA champion. That man is in the Hall of Fame. All the respect in the world to Bob Cousy. He was a fantastic AD in blue chips. I love Bob Cousy. Well, Bob Cousy got off the porch, got off the rocker, got off the couch that I'm sure still has the plastic on it at the Cousy residence, and he was very upset at J.J. Redick. Here's his comments on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
I will defend the firemen and the plumbers that he referenced
and I'll just give you a few of their names. How about Bill Russell, the aforementioned, not too bad a player. Wilt Chamberlain, remember that guy? He wasn't bad. I guess he must have fought fires as well. A guy named Oscar Robertson, who was pound for pound the best player perhaps in the game. Jerry West wasn't too shabby. And we must have had the best firemen and plumbers on the planet at the time. So, and I was very proud to play with all of them.
Bob, you should be proud to play with all those guys. And no respect to the legends. But everybody you was hooping with back in the day wasn't Bill Russell and Will Chamberlain. There were some firemen hooping too. There were some plumbers hooping too. There were some guys in August that had a second job to help feed the family back then. Of all the sports we watch, I think the NBA might be the one that it is impossible to compare these players to modern day. In baseball, we know how difficult it is. So if you hit 300 in 1942, that still matters. You know, oh, wow, you hit 300? You have 30 home runs and 105 RBIs? Oh, you was the man back then. I don't know, Rob, if there's any sport that is more difficult to see the translation than the NBA, especially when you watch it. Can you imagine Bob Cousy? If you could just transport Bob Cousy into today's NBA, who could he guard? He couldn't guard anybody. So I'm sure J.J. Redick said this tongue-in-cheek. It was funny. It was amusing. But come on now, Bob. You know that your guys couldn't hoop today. You know that. I'm not sure if Bob could play high college basketball today or high-end high school basketball today. Can you imagine if we could just transport some of these high school kids into like 1950? If we could just show you what 14-year-old kids look like now, 15-year-old kids and their athleticism. Can we transport junior year of high school Zion Williamson into the NBA in 1950? He'd average 192 points a night with 76 rebounds. Probably would still get hurt, though. It's just no way to compare it. So no disrespect to Bob Cousy, a legend, a GOAT, a Hall of Famer, an all-timer. But Bob, you was hooping against some accountants, man. We can admit that.
You think the NBA is harder to cross decade compared to the NFL? Because the best quarterback in 1970, a great game. He walked off the field throwing for 215 and a touchdown. And they ran the ball 50 times. No one does that anymore.
No, you're right.
The 72 Dolphins, Bob Greasy's in the Hall of Fame. Bob Greasy would be like the 19th best quarterback in the NFL today. College football, same way. You're telling me the wing T is the same as watching Bama pump out NFL players? I think football is the hardest sport to cross decade compare because the sport just evolved. The NBA is second, but yeah, I think football is way harder to address on different decade levels.
You can't compare the game today to pre-80s. They called walks travels back in the day. Offensive numbers are padded. If Cousy picked up the ball and took a shot 13 steps later, he might be a double-double guy too. You're right. It'd be a lot of extra steps in the NBA. I don't think Bob Cousy could stay in front of De'Aaron Fox or LaMelo Ball. I think they would put the boy Bob Cousy in a blender is what I think would happen.
Can you imagine what he'd do when he saw Boban just standing around? There was no 7'7 human being playing in the NBA. And Boban's not even good.
I think they would put that boy in an absolute blender if he was out there. I don't think any of those people are staying in front of Kyrie Irving today. Not at all. All right, we do need four callers to 913-576-7610. We're going to give you an opportunity to win a prize pack with modern baseball. We have a Royals game tonight. The Twins are in town. Oh, we're definitely seeing a spike in attendance today, Rob. We're
fireworks, too.
It's Friday. It's fireworks. They got a drone show today, and the Twins are in town. You know there might be 20,000 Minnesotans that are going to drive down here. They're going to eat the finest of barbecue that this country has to offer, that the world has to offer. Oh, Shark Bar going to be going crazy this weekend with Minnesota Twins fans. So we need you guys to call up 913-576-7610. And we'll play the Royals attendance game here coming up momentarily. I want to give you an opportunity to win a prize here. We need four callers, 913-576-7610. We'll play the Royals attendance game here coming up in just a little bit. Back to what we were talking about, CDOT. Today's football players will be specimens in 1960. Yeah, sure. I mean, the real answer is none of those athletes could compete today, and all of the athletes today could compete. All of them. Not even just the pro level. At the college and high school level, they could. Like, at all levels. People, it's just natural human evolution. Diets are better. Skill training is better. People are just more athletic in 2022 than they were in 1951 when Bob Cousy was hooping it up. But you can't talk to him. I mean, you can't be an all-time great if you shot 37% from the field. You're not an all-time great if you did that. You weren't even a great shooter back then. You just couldn't get to the lane. You couldn't lay it up. He never shot 40%, not even in a single season. They didn't even have the three-point line when he was playing. They didn't have the three-pointer. He was shooting layups in mid-range and was missing a bunch of them. Boy, we get put in a blender today. All right, Rob, hit it. All right. We have a Royals game today, which means we are playing Royals Price is Right edition. You know the rules. We guess the attendance. We're coming to an end to this game. School's about to let out. We might still keep it going. We don't know. I got to see what the attendance looks like in June. Maybe we'll keep this thing going. If they're still getting 13 people out there on a Tuesday in June, this might be something worth exploring that we keep this up. All right, Rob, Price is Right rules. Vern coming up at the top of the hour here. You know how we do it. How many people do you think will be at tonight's game? Price is Right style, you cannot go over to win a prize. Now, let's factor in it's Friday. Let's factor in that it's warm. Let's factor in there's fireworks. Are they doing the drone show tonight?
I do not know about the drone show. Okay. I know fireworks.
It don't matter. We got fireworks. Everybody loves fireworks. Who doesn't? How many people are going to be at tonight's game, Rob?
So full disclosure, I'll be out at the K tonight. Oh, so I have seen the StubHub pricing, and it has a little bit affected my decision-making here. But it's fireworks. It's Friday. The finest Minnesotans and all the land are coming down to Kauffman to enjoy their team, and they'll also see the Royals. I will take tonight's attendance. Little bump, 15-2.
15-2? This is the most you've ever given the Royals to go to one of these games. You've never given them this many people at a game.
Uh-uh.
I think you might be underselling it.
I also think it's a graduation weekend in the high schools locally. So tonight's the only night where if you're a local, you might be able to sneak out and see the Royals and see a Byron Buxton. So this might be the night for you. 15-2 for me.
Well, the last Friday game that they had 16,460. So you think it's going to be fewer people today. I disagree with you. But that game also was the Yankees. So they did 15,000 on a Friday with the Yankees. All right. Steve, Price is Right style, can't go over. How many people are going to be at the game? Steve, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, Steve. How many people are going to be at the game today?
16,250.
All right. Stay on hold here. Drive safe. Brent, Price is Right style, how many people are going to be at tonight's game?
14,100.
14-1. All right. Stay on hold, everybody. Zach. All right. Let me update you on what we got. Steve has 16,250. Brent has 14,100. How many people do you think will be out at Kauffman Stadium tonight to watch the boys in blue?
About 17,000.
17 flat?
Yep.
All right, I got you on 17 flat, Zach. All right, Tyler, you're last up here. How many people do you think are going to be at tonight's Royals game between the Royals and Twins? You can catch that game right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Let's go with 15K.
All right, 15 flat. All right, everybody stay on hold here so Roberto can get you information here. All right.
What's your initial thought here? What's your feel? What's your vibe?
I actually would play the $1 over 17,000. It's warm, and they're playing a team that typically travels. And it's a Friday series against that team. Now, if they were playing the Twins during the week, I don't know how much that would matter. But the Twins are decent this year. They got a chance to make the playoffs. And it's a weekend series, and the weather is good. Lake is in town for this reason. I think it's going to be more people than you guys are giving credit. I'm going to go 19,000 tonight. I mean, I would just take the $1 over 17,000. But realistically, I think they're going to get 19,000 people out there today. I think it's going to be a good crowd at the game today. It's a nice Friday night. The weather's not supposed to be good tomorrow, so you kind of know, hey, we go into the game, we need to go to the game tonight. The holiday's coming up, so you're not going to be here next weekend. Yeah, man. I think it's going to be like 19,000 people out there today. I think you're underselling the Royals today. I really do. Ooh, someone said it's Nurses Night at the K. I'm going with 24. Ooh, Nurses Night at the K, really bringing them out. You're right. 19 might be the lowball answer. Might be 22, 23 out there today for Nurse Night. How dare I? Rob, you got to tell me about Nurse Night. I can't believe you didn't tell me that. Text line 913-576-7610. CDOT, what would your stat line be if you played in 1951? I'd be one of the five greatest basketball players of all time. You think Bob Cousy's scoring on me? Go back and watch Bob Cousy highlights and tell me if you think that guy's scoring on me in a game of basketball. I'm putting the padlock on Bob Cousy. I'd have been Gary Payton back in the day. I'd have been Gary Payton. Been a lockdown defender and a scorer in 1951. Would have been a hooper. Would have never seen anything like it. Bob Cousy ain't even that big. He's my size. He's shorter than me, actually. I'm hooping Bob Cousy. I'm giving Bob Cousy work. And Bob Cousy score on me? Absolutely not.
Bob Cousy was on the first super team in history. The Celtics team had like 9 Hall of Famers. I could get 29 assists on a team with 9 Hall of Famers. Here, I'm going to throw it in. You're a Hall of Famer. Score.
Go back and watch Bob Cousy highlights. Watch the Bob Cousy mixtape. Just watch the Bob Cousy mixtape and tell me if you think that guy would give you buckets. Because there's no chance Bob Cousy's scoring on me. I can't speak about your basketball game, but I ain't letting the Houdini of the hardwood get any points against me. I mean, no sirree, Bob. Padlock on Bob Cousy.
You're telling me a guy at halftime who has a smoke is going to be able to hoop in today's NBA?
Yeah. You guys are telling me how great the athletes were back then. They were taking cigarette breaths during the game. During the Super Bowl, we got a picture of a Hall of Famer, Lynn Dawson, chain smoking menthol 100s during a football game. Absolutely not. I'm not letting Bob Cousy get anything on me. No kind of skill work. I'm hooping Bob Cousy. All kind of post moves. Can you imagine showing them a Euro step? They've never seen it before. What is this? What is this move? This man is a wizard. Yeah, I ain't not. Absolutely not. Letting Bob Cousy hoop me. Never. I'd be a consistent 25-15 and like 9 assists in 1951 NBA. Rob would be a great player. We could definitely use Rob's size. Rob would actually, if you could go back in time, Rob might be the third best big man in the NBA. Now, Wilt might give you some trouble. Bill might give you a little work. That's it, though. Those are the only two you maybe couldn't guard. I don't know what you're doing with Wilt. Rob, you're not doing much with Wilt. Wilt, he backing you down. He dunking on you. Ain't nothing you can do. You would have been a solid Philadelphia 76er back in 1951. Solid. You would have been a starter for the Baltimore Bullets. I won't let anybody on the text line tell you otherwise, Rob. You'd be a starter on the Baltimore Bullets.
It would suck having to take the train everywhere because planes haven't been invented yet.
All right. Coming up, someone said Bob Cousy would work me over today. Well, no. Bob Cousy's 91. This is all 93, my bad. All respect to the legend, Bob Cousy. Tell Bob Cousy to sit down somewhere. Watch the Game Show Network, Bob. All right, coming up, we get to very serious, very important conversations about your Kansas City Royals with our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, who is there every single day. He has perfect attendance. He has never missed a single day. That's next. Keep it here. It's The Drive.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.